This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide, Profound Love for Others, Devoted Part 5. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Consider this. As we close out this journey from the desert of dissatisfaction to the awakening of devotion, every single step along the way has been initiated and navigated by the same love. It is the love of Jesus that provokes those pangs of discontent. One taste of its authenticity, and we can never again settle for anything except the real thing. It is this love that invites and draws us deeper, descending to the cross and raising us up in resurrection. It is this love that roots and establishes us in utter dependence upon the root of all things. It is this love that teaches us what it means to delight in the one who is love himself. And it is his perfect love that works its way through us, leaving no part of us untouched and unchanged, welling up and over and out into the world around us in the form of profound love for others. In a day and time when relationships are strained by fear and suspicion, holy love drives us out into the widening gaps. The people of Jesus are born from, filled with, and driven by holy love and used to drive out fear in the communities around us because he did it first. His perfect love sees through the shallows of more tired religious activity and envisions the uncharted depths of possibility. As we go deeper, the ripples go wider, crossing over each other to become a rising kingdom tide. The prayer. Holy God of holy love, drive out fear and hate and darkness. Light us on fire and let us burn to light the way. The questions. Where is the fear in your community? Where does it come from? How can the holy love of Jesus drive it out and replace it? How can his holy love move into the widening gaps? For The Awakening, this is Matt LeRoy.